This is Louis Navalier. It's Thursday, September 7th. Okay, well, what's going on? Apple kind of put the market in a bad mood today. It wasn't their fault. There was a report out of China that their government employees can't use iPhones. So is this a big deal? Not really, but it impacted the stock. I checked out Apple's analyst earnings estimates. They're still being revised higher. Now, we don't recommend Apple in our newsletters, but we do hold it in some managed accounts, including one of my wife's accounts, because we have clients with low cost basis on Apple, and we don't want to pay the taxes, okay? So, but that's kind of what rocked the market, to be candid with you, okay? The other thing that is impacting the market is what's happened with all these AI stocks. You might notice some of them got hit with profit-taking. So Microsoft funded a upstart chip company that's still private. That's going to be making specialized chips for ChatGPT. And, you know, that's an excuse to sell NVIDIA. But I want to assure you, because NVIDIA is our largest holding in managed accounts, and I've been recommending newsletters for years, that the analyst community is far behind on NVIDIA. They keep revising their estimates higher. They can't seem to catch up with their guidance. And so I feel very, very good about NVIDIA because I don't have many stocks with 100% sales growth and 400% earnings growth and, you know, they raise their guidance by 37.5% over analyst estimates. I just don't. So NVIDIA is real. The order backlog is real. And I'm very comfortable with that stock. But outside of those two big tech stocks, the market wasn't too bad today. When I look under the surface, I saw that there was money flowing to Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly. These are companies that make the weight loss drugs. We own those in our large cap growth account and our conservative newsletters. We saw money was flowing to Lamb Weston, which is the French fried potato company. You may know that there's potato shortages in Minnesota now because of drought conditions. So anyway, that's good for high French fry costs. Anyway, we own Lamb Weston in accounts like large cap growth. And then obviously we recommend the newsletters as well. And then, you know, there are a lot of integrated energy stocks doing okay. Especially refiners, some of the shippers are doing okay. Oil's interesting right now because ADP reported a big inventory decline. EIA has had different data, but so it's a little mixed right now. But I'm going to watch the oil inventories very carefully. I don't want analysts to cut estimates. If anything, it looks like the supply-demand imbalance for energy is going to be very, very firm. And a good example is China's increased its imports of energy by 14.7% this year. And so they clearly need it. By the way, their soybean imports went up 17.9%. And their economy is still struggling. You know, they had news today that their exports and imports are continuing to fall. Not as bad as it were in July, but they're still falling year over year. But the supply-demand imbalance out there in the energy front is very interesting. And I don't mean to propagate conspiracy theories and things, but, you know, our media does run on Google Analytics. And what Google Analytics wants is an extreme headline. And extreme headlines generate clicks, okay? So it doesn't matter whether we're talking about sports or entertainment, the nightly news, or of course, business. And so if you go to a site like Drudge, which is considered a site that basically wants to get all the Google clicks going, there's all these articles that the Saudis are keeping oil prices high to punish President Biden. And you may know Canada Biden, when he was running, was not very nice to the head of the Saudi Arabia's royal family. But it wasn't so much that as that he had a dig at the entire royal family. He basically insulted them. So our relations with Saudi Arabia are very poor, and there might be some truth to the fact they're trying to keep gas prices high to defeat Biden, to be candid with you. And while those articles are out there, and they're multiple, now they're starting to, now comes all the articles that Russia wants to keep gas prices high to hurt Biden, okay? You may know that candidate Trump doesn't want to have a war in Ukraine anymore. He thinks it's a waste of money and waste of human life. So we're probably going to get more of those articles if they've already started. But we're not too far away from not only $4 gas, but 4% unemployment. Why unemployment's going up, even though we had a great jobs number, unemployment number today, unemployment came to the lowest since July. But the reason unemployment went up is more people need work to make ends meet. There's more, all these people pouring in the workforce, and labor force participation is going up. But but the UAW may very well go on strike. Now, Ford gave them an offer. GM's giving an offer today. Stellantis is supposed to give them an offer by the end of the week. But if they don't have a deal by the 15th, that's a week from Friday, they may go on strike with one or up to three auto companies. And that's going to really increase unemployment because there's a lot of suppliers to the auto industry. So it's not just the UAW workers, it's the entire supply chain. So we'll see. But the election season is starting to heat up here, and the media is having fun with it. And whether these things are right or wrong, it's what's happening. As far as I'm concerned, folks, this is the seasonally weakest time of the year. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of it's just selling to pay quarterly taxes. You know, taxes are due on September 15th for a lot of people. And so they go in and sell a few things. I'm not worried because we're going to benefit from quarter and window dressing in the second half of September. That should start around Monday the 18th. The Fed meets on the 20th. Based on the Beige Book survey, we don't think they'll be raising rates. So I do want to remind everybody that if we throw out owner's equivalent rent, the CPI is running at 1.5 right now. I also want to remind everybody on the wholesale level, prices are very low. The core rate of inflation on the PPI is 0.08 trailing 12 months. And the cost of goods have fallen because of everything from Asia that's coming in. And the dollar is very strong. It's lowering the cost of goods. In fact, the Chinese yuan is down to about 7% against the dollar this year. And they're now at the lowest level since 2007. So what can I say, you know? We're the oasis. So hang in there, folks. I know you don't like the bumps, but I do think the second half of September will be a lot better than the first half. And I just think we have to power through it. You know, selling in this environment is futile, in my opinion, because spreads are wide and I don't want to pay the taxes to get back in 31 days later. So let's just ride through it. And then as far as I'm concerned, the analyst revisions look great for us. So hang in there, folks. I know you don't like the bumps, but I just wanted to update you on what was causing some of the bumps today. So that's it. It's Louie Navelier. I'll keep talking to you during fast market conditions.